Trouble for another district health board this morning. Group representing hundreds of doctors have written a letter to the Ministry of Health saying they've got no confidence in the Waikato DHB CEO or chairman. They say it's dictatorial, the management style's dictatorial, the board isn't willing to work with other health organisations. So what's going on there? Waikato DHB board member Dave McPherson is with us. Dave, good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Have the doctors got a point?
Well, they have, but we're very concerned. I am, as a board member, to have to read this through the media. We're not getting that information direct to us at the board. So, you know, when you hear that it's just our DHB that they're having trouble working with and they're okay working with other neighbouring ones, then that's a real concern to us.
So this has come out of the blue for you?
Absolutely. We've heard that there's been issues over contracts, you know, contractual sort of negotiations haven't gone all that well, but none of this sort of detail. So, I mean, that's a problem when that's not coming to the board table.
Is that not coming to the board table because it's being blocked by the CEO?
Well, we don't know. It's been blocked somewhere. That's absolutely the case. Because if they're saying this to our senior management, if they're saying this to the Ministry of Health and the Minister, why are they not saying it to the board? And it sounds like they want to say it to the board.
But they can't get through, obviously. Do you ask in a board meeting, do you ask the CEO, mate, is it going well? Do we have any issues? Are there any problems? If I ran around and asked 50 bucks, 50 doctors, if things were going well, what would they tell me? Do you ask those sort of questions?
We absolutely do, though our CEO isn't coming to the board at the moment for other reasons. But we certainly ask that of our chair and of the other senior staff when they talk to us. And they downplay it, let's say, that they say, as I said before, it's only a contractual issues coming up. So we hear murmurs, but we don't have any GPs at our board table, and it would probably help if we did have that sort of experience there.
Are you in touch with the community?
I think that generally speaking we are, though in a big area like ours is a real problem. Most of our members come from the central Waikato, from the Hamilton area, yet we represent an area twice that size in population and hugely bigger in rural areas, and we don't have those sorts of contacts that we need.
Seems amazing that literally hundreds of doctors representing 100 clinics can do what they've done, and you sit there as a board member not really having a clue.
Absolutely, and I've been on the board for 9 months, and like I said before, you only hear murmurs about this, and I'm appalled that we haven't been able to sit down around the table and hear it directly from those GPs. And you know, we're all at fault on the DHB board in that situation, but I think there are some absolute bottlenecks in the organisation, like there are lots of bureaucracies, and ours is clearly not working well.
All right, Dave, appreciate your time. At least you're owning it. Well done, you, Dave McPherson, Waikato DHB board member. 11 minutes past seven, so Waikato not the only DHB to have trouble. Of course, Southern DHB is famous for it. Capital Coast Health has made a myriad of headlines over the years. Canterbury's in a scrap currently over funding. So just what is the point, we have asked so many times on this program, of having 20 DHBs, 20 repetitions of essentially the same thing? Dean of Otago University's Business School, Dr. Robin Gould, specialises in health policy and is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So you listen to that board member, he doesn't have a clue what's going on, and he admits it. I mean, what sort of system's that?
Well, it's what we have with the district health board system, Mike.
Yeah, but why?
Well, we have it because we have 20 quite separate systems which are replicated, as you say, across the country. We have boards that are running, well, you would hope, it doesn't sound like that's the case in Waikato, running very, very complicated businesses. And there's a requirement for a very, very high level of trust between management and the board, so that the board's completely and fully informed as to what's going on a day-to-day basis and able to govern effectively.
Isn't it reasonable to expect that if you split a country into 20 regions and have 20 boards and 20 CEOs and 20 of everything, inevitably you're going to be reliant on the weakest link, of which there will almost certainly be a bunch of them?
Yeah, no, that is the case. And, it's why there's a bunch of them is a really, really good question. There's a myriad of reasons for that. And I think one of them is that the DHB system is overly complicated. Yeah. Some might suggest that it sets up a very much us-them type system between the government and the boards, and between the boards and the executives. There are probably other ways of doing it.
And my problem has always been I don't see in a country of 4.5 million people and as geographically small as us, why there are so many individual requirements and needs and individualities in each community when in fact there aren't. When we get sick, what do we want? We want a hospital, want a doctor, want a nurse, want to get better. That's the same for everywhere. It doesn't matter where you live. Isn't that true?
Well, no, things do vary. I mean, healthcare, unfortunately, is highly, highly complicated, and you have different sorts of communities around the country where people do have different sorts of needs. So in any health system, you need to balance off the tension between what's required locally for a particular combination of people and conditions and communities, and then what is feasible to provide on a sort of a national or broader scale.
Would you defend the DHB model? Do you think, by and large, it's a good one?
Well, look, the plus side of the DHB model is that you have got local community capacity to do things in local ways, but the downside of it is that we've got 20 different systems essentially replicating governance and management. And we're a very, very small country, and there's a strong argument that you could actually do what the 20 DHBs do in a fairly good way nationally, and we have done that previously.
And we should go back to it as soon as possible, as far as I can work out, Robin. Robin Gould, Dean of Otago University's Business School, specialises in health policy.